Lynn, is there such a thing as non-compliance but we'll leave you alone now certificates?
Well, I have to say it's a new one to me. I have never heard of it in my council, Jeff, or in any other, so that's interesting.
Okay. Now, Lynn, can you give me some sense of how well local government understands that right across metropolitan Perth, there are all kinds of add-ons and sheds and sleepouts that have been turned into bedrooms without council permission? Would you expect there to be kind of thousands of them over the years?
Well, Jeff, I would actually, and particularly if you look at people putting up patios and things, particularly at the rear of their house that can't be seen from the front, I would hazard a guess that there is probably thousands out there. And look, councils aren't out there to try and upset you. Councils put these building things in place, approvals, because we want you to have safe buildings, safe to be inhabited, safe to live in. Street amenity and all that is fine and that's important and we all know we want our suburbs to look good, but the biggest thing is about it being safe to be inhabited. And I say to people all the time, if you've got something, talk to your council about it, find out what it is you have to do to bring it up to code and do it, because there is retrospective planning. I'm aware that fines do get handed out, but most people want to work with a homeowner to make sure things are compliant and do pass tests and are safe to be inhabited. That's what it's all about. If you look at New South Wales just recently, they've had their building rules are very different to ours, and they've had a great run of accidental things with walls blowing out and all sorts of stuff going on. We don't want to see that happen in WA, so I think we do need to have our building approvals. And I encourage people, talk to your council, find out how you can make what you've got legal.
I like the fact that you're on the program saying that today, because people will be saying, I heard that Lynn Craigie lady said it would be okay. So when we talk about retrospectivity, does that cover a period of time? Let's say I've built a spare room out the back because I've got a couple of very good builder mates who've done it for me. I didn't have to waste my time with any protocols. You know, paid them cash, slab of beer, job well done. But the reality is it hasn't met council approval. I'm now having this nagging feeling in my stomach that I probably should have, because I don't want to sell the house with a room like that and I can't really account for it. If I go to my council, can I expect a sympathetic hearing?
I think it's certainly more sympathetic if you go than if your neighbours dob you in.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to think that if you go and front up, as I said, councils, sure, there's going to be times when they're going to say that's got to come down, it's definitely not safe, but there'll be a lot of times, I think, when they're going to say you need to get retrospective planning, you may need to alter point A, point B, but let's work with you to try and make this compliant. I do know that some friends sold a place recently that they had bought that had an extension that they didn't check approval on before they bought the house. When they went to sell it, they were obliged by the real estate agent to either come up with council planning approval or get council planning approval, which they had to do.
Great texts are coming in. Lynn Craigie, my guest, the president of the WA Local Government Association. Jeff, I've got a shed with a satellite dish. I only realised that Dad built it without approval when I got a job at the local shire and looked up our property out of curiosity. I never brought it up for the 3 years I worked there. I learnt that councils explored non-compliance if someone complained, but we had great neighbours. Now, Lynn, I'm going to ask you that really difficult question, and you've still got to give me a police officer response. If no one's complaining, am I likely to go to the council? The answer's probably no, isn't it?
The answer's probably no, but in reality it should be yes. If something happened at that shed you had at the back and you didn't have council approval for it, are you then covered by insurance?
No, Lynn, he said anxiously. Last thing, how often does council come a knocking? And I know people talk about, well, council can merely look at Google Maps and see that changes have taken place to a property. How much of a tool is that for councils?
Well, of course, it's a tool that's there, and you would have people saying now all sorts of IT is available for them to look at properties. sadly, I think, well, sadly or rightly, councils are very busy doing their day-to-day work. And I guess you can always work on the assumption if no one complains, you probably will get away with it for quite some time. But at the end of the day, I appeal to your conscience. Do the right thing.
I love what you just said, because I know that last sentence of yours is the one that everyone will absorb and they'll try to forget the do the right thing aspect of it. Thank you for being so candid, Lynn.
No worries. Thank you, Jeff.
Lynn Craigie is the president of the WA Local Government Association. I'm not advising you one way or another.